It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boy at State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
Well, welcome into week four of the high school football season. The Mountain Home Bombers on the road tonight to open 6A East Conference play at Jonesboro against the Hurricane. We'll talk things over with Mountain Home head coach Brian Maddox in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show as the Bombers get set to take on Jonesboro tonight. Brian, first off, we'll look back at last week's game against Batesville, the tough loss, 31-20. Just overall, before we talk about the game itself, just your thoughts on the contest.
Well, how many seasons do you go where you go through a non-conference schedule and you say Batesville was probably the most beatable team in our non-conference schedule?
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
You don't say that very often. I look back and I'm going, my goodness, Harrison was a really good football team, and they're proving that.
Yes.
With what they're doing. Nettleton also, I think they're 3-0 now. And don't get me wrong, Batesville was a good football team. We didn't play all four quarters, I didn't think, to our full capability. The first half was not wasn't our best. The second half, I couldn't have been prouder of the kids for their fight. Anybody, you know, you're down 24-7 at halftime. I think just about everybody says this thing's over. And honestly, we were pretty unfortunate not to get the ball back and have a real shot to go win the game late. But really proud of that. You know, if you look at the stats, they had 280 yards of total offense, and we had 269. I mean, if you look at that, you're going, that's a pretty balanced football game. And we actually had 14 first downs, and they had 13. And you're going, my goodness. The difference in the football game, I felt, was special teams. They won the special teams battle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our in particular, our just our kickoff coverage team, we've got to do a better job of not giving them great field position. And, that's all you can do is week by week, look at what's going well, look at what's not, and improve. And so, you know, I thought last week we worked on our kickoff return team quite a bit, saw some improvement there. We're doing the same thing with our kickoff team, and that's what you get better and better. It's one of those deals. I'm a process, not result kind of guy, and you just focus on process, and the results eventually take care of themselves, and that's what we're doing. We're just focusing on us. Obviously, we'll have a big challenge tonight, but it's a great measuring stick, and hopefully, we can come out and improve on what we did last week.
You fell behind 7-0 last week, came back and tied the game at 7. Let's talk about the drive there and the touchdown catch by David Wehmeyer.
Well, David was out over at Nettleton, right, and he had some back pain, and so getting him back, we got him back earlier than we thought, and just to try to take some pressure off of his back, we tried to move him out to tight end. Just common sense, look at him, he's tall, and he can be covered, and he's open, uh-huh. And that was the thought. We needed to get our play action passing game going. It just seemed like a win-win. We finally got, our first drive stalled out. We had a couple of missed assignments, and just three and out right off the bat. I didn't like that. I want to come out and have a good drive to start. We didn't get that. They ran the punt back inside inside the 15, and then they eventually punched it in. Defense did a good job bowing their neck a little bit and making them earn it. But anyway, they're up 7-0, and I think we settle in at that point, and nerves have kind of worn off, and we're playing football. But anyway, we go on a nice drive, and David, that catch was incredible that he was able to get it in the end zone. I mean, the kid, Isaac hit him right in stride. It was just a little play action pass off our inside veer play. That's our bread and butter. We just token faked the fullback pull up and throw it to David running right down the middle, and linebackers bit. And he got behind him. He caught it. The corner hits him in the back as he catches it, and he stretches out. It was a heck of a play by David, and was looking forward to seeing more of it. Unfortunately, that was his last play of the game because his back acted, flared up on him, and so he was out. That was his last play of the football game, unfortunately. But it was a great effort on his part, and there you are. You're 7-7, and
unfortunately, Batesville's able to put several things together, and they go up 24-7 by halftime. Boy, things turned quickly, didn't they?
Well, right after the touchdown, and there goes to the the kickoff. We gave them great field position right after the touchdown, and losing David hurt us on offense. I think sometimes it hurts us more on defense. He's that outside mm-hmm. linebacker. He sets the edge. We're one of those teams, we try to keep it in front of us. Don't let the ball get outside of you. And we've done a pretty good job this year of keeping it in front of us. The Harrison game, we did a great job of keeping it inside of us.
Right.
Those last two games, we have not kept the ball inside of us, if that makes sense. They're throwing screen passes. They're running toss sweeps. In Batesville, I think they knew David was out, and they ran outside, whether it be a screen pass, whether it be just toss sweep. They ran a lot of toss sweep. Mm-hmm. And, and they found us. I think they found the position where we've had the most injuries. And we're least experienced, and they hit us on the edges. And we went in at halftime, made some adjustments. Really proud of our kids for holding on to the rope. And I want to give a shout-out to our coaching staff because the halftime adjustments were fantastic. I mean, we got another guy in the box defensively, and we did some things to try to tighten up the edge a little bit. Had some success, and we won the second half. We controlled the second half, I felt like. And, that's – I'm hoping that momentum carries over. But it's just one of those things where, at some point, we're going to settle into a routine. Injuries are going to, we're going to find out where we got this one or we don't. And even, the kids that have been stepping in, they're going to have more experience. And I do. I know I've said this, but I really do believe at some point we're going to click. And I think we're going to be hard to handle when we do.
You talked about the second half. I want to talk about that in just a little bit. It has some nice drives, a great 95-yarder. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
D. Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bomber since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you're down 24-7 at halftime. And you mentioned this earlier, the young man, boy, they responded well in the second half, didn't they?
They did. And, you know, here's the deal. You're down 24-7, and you're going to kick the ball off to start the half.
Uh-huh.
And we go out, we kick it off, we get a stop, we get the ball back. And we went out, and Junior Williams and Isaac McKay really got in rhythm with the offensive line. And I think we put together three drives in the game that if we can duplicate those, replicate them, and get more of them, that's back to what I was saying before the break. I think we'll be hard to handle it.
Yeah.
Anytime you can drive 95 yards against a defense as well coached as Batesville, I think you've got something going for you. And it was just the offensive line finally kind of, I think at halftime we were able to, I don't know, communication things up front, make sure the kids knew exactly who was veer releasing and leaving their man unblocked. You know, the option, you don't block everybody. And so we had a couple of plays where we blocked the read man, or we didn't block, we left two unblocked. And So we got that tightened up a little bit. And, boy, Junior and Isaac, they just got in a rhythm. And, You know, Reese Winfield, every so often we'd, you know, run him on the counter, run him on a toss sweep, and he ran the ball hard. He ran the ball really hard, got the extra yards, and, you know, we were in third down and short several times, were able to convert those, and the offense really in the second half stepped up and played well enough to win the game. I think if we play the first half the way we played the second half, not only do we win the football game, we may have won it by a few scores. And so that was encouraging. It's, again, we got to get four quarters.
Exactly. All right, huge test tonight. We're going to spend some time talking about this Jonesboro matchup. And we continue here in just a moment on the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Tavon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Tavon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Tradition. It's something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company's been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We're also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers in Jonesboro tonight getting set to take on the Hurricane in the conference opener. And Maddox, Brian, I should say. Sorry, Coach.
You're all right.
I'm sure you've talked to the young men about this. 0-3 is the record officially right now. None of that matters because it all starts new tonight, doesn't it?
The conference season, obviously, is what matters. And, you know, the thing of it is we get the two preseason favorites to start. You know, you get Jonesboro the first week, and then you get Pine Bluff. And I don't remember who was. Somebody had pointed this out to me, that our five-game schedule to start may be as good as just about anybody's right now. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, I really want to play well in these first two games. And if we get the result we want, great. But we, you know, we want to make the playoffs, and then we want to do something when we get there. And so, yes, it's conference season, and yes, now it starts counting for playoff standings and things of that nature. But I'm, you know, process not result. We're still just trying to get ourselves to where we're playing consistent football, quarter after quarter, snap after snap, week after week. And you know, I really believe that if we'll do that, some good things can happen for us. Jonesboro, yes, it's a big challenge. They got a Division I prospect on both sides of their offensive line. Mm-hmm. Both tackles, they rotate two quarterbacks, and usually if you rotate two quarterbacks, you feel like maybe we just don't have a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
They do. They've got two of them.
Yes.
And they've got, you know, a bunch of kids they can hand the football to. They've got some backs. They've got some power backs. They've got some speed guys. They can bring receivers in motion and hand it to them. They can throw screens. They can throw it vertically. You know, they can go deep on you. So they spread you out, and it's hard to take one thing away. That balance is very tough to defend. So it's our defense really has their hands full. Now, Jonesboro in the past defensively has been their downside. They've always played their best 11 on offense and put together a defense with whatever they had left over.
Mm-hmm.
And they've bridged that a little bit this year. They've tried to put some of their bigger kids, some of their more athletic kids on defense to try to help that out. And their defense is vastly improved. You know, Coach Will Banks that used to coach here, he's over there. And
right.
They've moved to more of a 4-2-5 defense. They've been a 3-4 in the past. But knowing Coach Will Banks, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't jump in that 3-4 just to defend the option. But anyway, big challenge for us. But if we can be consistent moving the football, keep that offense off the field, maybe get them out of rhythm, I think we can have a chance.
Let's talk about the two quarterbacks because they're different quarterbacks. You got A.J. Acock, prototypical quarterback frame. He's 6'4", 205, a good arm. Then you got Tyson Williams, who actually was an All-State player last year when A.J. got hurt.
Right.
And, I mean, they different kinds of quarterbacks here.
Well, that's the thing. You know, when you got two of them, you know, you feel like you can gamble with them a little bit more, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back to Harrison last year, they had two kids. So they ran the quarterback quite a bit because they felt like they had two. And, you know, with Jonesboro, they can run the quarterback this year. And both of them have experience. They're both poised. They make senior-type decisions, if that makes sense. Hard to rattle them. And now, don't get me wrong. I think if they were going to beat us one way or the other, you'd almost rather them try to beat you with their legs. They're definitely right. Both a little more conventional quarterback, tries to throw the football and distribute to all the playmakers that they have. No Jonathan Adams, and you would think, you know, he graduated. But they've still got some kids that can move out in space. But yeah, both of them, you got to be prepared for both. But thankfully, they're not. What they do offensively doesn't just change a whole lot, whichever one's in the game. So that does help.
You talked about their tackles earlier. Noah Gatlin, 6'7", 305, and Darius Thomas, 6'6", and 327. What do you defensively? What do you have to do? Because you're not going to move those guys.
Well, and that's just it. You know, we are a team that tries to play, you know, bend but don't break, gap control defense, and you know, to do that, you really have to be able to keep offensive linemen out of your chest. Don't let them get in close to you and push you around, move you around. And So you know, we already have repped some different techniques with our defensive tackles. You know. Not engage so much, but really just try to get into the gap a little quicker. And you know, to me, if you engage with them, you're probably not going to win that battle. I mean, they're big kids, strong kids, and so you know, we're pretty quick. You know, Luke Foreman's a quick kid, and he's one that's going to see both of them pretty much all night long. And Luke's very crafty, very intelligent football player, and we're going to let him use that. It's a challenge for sure, but. You know, I don't like being a gap shooting team, but it's one of those things where you can't engage. If you do, it gives you the best chance.
You talked about their defense being improved. Their defensive end, Jacarvis Anderson, 6'4", 270. He's a big time college prospect as well, and he's one I know you've lost some sleep over, I'm sure, this week.
You bet. Well, that's what, you know, it's in every week you have, and that's why you run the option. You know the old saying: if you can't block somebody and move them to create running lanes, and you just don't block them. You leave them, you veer release is what we call it, to linebacker, and then your fullback's just going to run inside of him, and if he comes down the fullback, the quarterback keeps it, and if he just sits there, you leave it with the fullback. And so you try to identify which of those guys are going to be hard to move, and you try to option them a lot. And so that's our answer to some of these teams that have all this size up front. And the thing about them is they can move as well. And so that makes that difficult. So our splits, you really have to widen them out. Our offensive line is going to widen out, and which we do that every week. And, you know, and try to create a tough decision for them where they have to commit to the fullback or the quarterback. And but it's a big challenge for sure. And they've got some speed behind them, too, that can run to the football. So, but if we do our job, you know, that's the thing. You can technique. Proper angles, good timing can make up for that, and that's why it's so important. That consistency word we've been throwing around, consistency in our technique, consistency in our fundamentals, and our execution is critical.
One thing that I noticed when I was putting my charts together after talking to Coach Coleman this week, his two deeps out of 44 players, There's only one that's mentioned on mentioned twice.
Right.
That's hard to fathom. I know it's 6A football, and even 6A schools have a lot of players going both ways, and they
right.
don't.
No, they don't. Their depth is something that and of course it's Jonesboro. You know, they get move-ins all the time, and they get kids transfer out as well with all the high schools over there that have good football programs. But it's when you do what they do, and from a standpoint of Coach Coleman, he decided we're going to have 11 kids on offense and 11 kids on defense, and that does encourage, it does help build numbers, and I really think if you look at their JV team, and I've actually seen some of their JV team on video, they've got their JV team could play a lot of varsity teams and do just fine, and that helps your practices. It's not just on game night. You're getting really good looks in practice, and that just makes you better and better, and it just dominoes. It feeds off itself. And their depth is something that jumped out at me. And that's why being able to go 20-play drives and hold the football is so important.
Exactly.
I get asked a lot about our style of play and slowing the game down, and a lot of people don't realize a lot of that is just for depth.
Right.
I mean, it's to help us hold up, minimize the number of snaps in the football game so that you can last longer into the fourth quarter. That's one of the things about the Batesville game that gets overlooked as well. We closed like a freight train. I mean, if that game goes another 10 minutes, we win it. I really feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
They looked more fatigued.
Wow.
And they were playing more kids. I was really proud of how we held up. And the kids run a lot. We really condition our kids hard, and they've put a lot of work in to get to where they're at. That's one thing that's really jumped out as a positive, I feel like, this year, is our conditioning has been really good.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have a few more thoughts here in just a moment. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing has been supporting the Mountain Home Bomber since 1978. They know it takes teamwork to get the job done. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is proud of you Bombers for your teamwork and dedication. See Dewey & Sons Plumbing for all your remodeling and new construction needs. Dewey & Sons Plumbing. Call the plumber number 425-4868. That's 425-4868. The plumber number. Go Bombers!
When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddie, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Matty, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, unfortunately, we've talked about this several times this year, injuries. It's hard to believe four Bombers out for the season, Blake Bogey, Eddie Just, Aaron Holmes, Peyton Hughes. That's a lot of starting positions out for the season. That's tough to overcome.
Well, it is. Three of those four were, on both sides of the football. Peyton Hughes is one of the best outside linebackers in the state, and it's hard to replace him on the field. And Eddie Just, obviously, he was our backup quarterback, but he was our starting running back. And then he was kind of the quarterback of the secondary, at safety. And Blake was right next to him at free safety, and you lose both safeties. And then Aaron, obviously, he's kind of your home run threat at tailback. Mm-hmm. To lose all four of them is tough. We are at a point with those kids where, you're trying to pick them up too, because, those kids put a lot into football, and
right.
and they care deeply about it, and it's hard for them. It's an emotional time for them, and it's hard on their parents too, because they have to watch you're watching your son struggle emotionally, not getting to do what he loves to do.
Yep.
And that part of injuries gets overlooked a lot. It's just, what's going on the field without
right.
them?
Right.
And that's, to me, is – That's just part of it. That to me is a small part of the deal. It's these kids put a lot into this sport. They put a lot of hours and time and commitment. And so
those four are out, and plus David Waymire and Lathan Aldridge not available tonight either.
We're going to be without David again, and that hurts us on both sides of the football. He's another two-way starter. Lathan was a guy that was behind Peyton at outside linebacker, and so you're kind of getting into that three and four deep spot there at outside linebacker and safety, and we're hoping to get those two back sooner than later, but at the same time, you want to make sure they're fully healed and fully recovered. David probably could have put himself back out there last Friday. To me, that's going to continue on if we don't get it cleared up.
Exactly. So. Yep. When you got to get ready for conference season, let's talk about the 6A East. Who would have thought you talked earlier about Pine Bluff and Jonesboro being probably the preseason favorites, but you got Searcy and West Memphis both at 3-0. I'll tell you, Searcy turning a lot of heads right now in the state.
They are. They have, and of course, they've got some move-ins, I found out.
Right.
And some good ones, too, from what I understand, some receivers and some skill-type kids. And they've got a lot. Last year they had a tremendous offensive line, and we've actually seen an exchange video. Batesville's exchange video was them playing Searcy, so we've seen Searcy on film, and
uh-huh.
their offensive line is just as good as their skill kids. So offensively is really where they're doing their damage, and they've improved defensively as well. And so, you look at them and you go, all right, we're not going to think too much about them right now. That was something where I'm going, goodness gracious, that's going to be a tough game plan.
Yeah.
The conference is up.
This year.
This is probably as good as the conference has been. Marion is really a program on the rise. West Memphis, I think this is a year they've been looking at.
Yep.
Getting their kids are kind of getting, they bring a lot of kids back. A lot of teams are bringing a lot of kids back. And
right.
so, really it is. It's anybody's conference.
Yep.
I don't think you have just a team that's stand out as the favorite right now.
I agree. I know it's been a rough week for the coaching family at Mount Home this week, hasn't it, Brian?
It has. And for those of you who know Marcus McCain, I think a lot of people know his wife Christy passed away earlier this week. And if you know those two, Marcus, just a first-class guy and a great person. I don't know how else to say it. He'll do anything for anybody, always has. He's great for the kids. And I can tell he's been a mentor to me. He's been here as long as I have. I know that. He's been here at least, I think, 12 years. And, Christy, the thing about her, she always had a smile on her face. And, you know, just they just treat people the way they want to be treated, mm-hmm. in the way you would want to be treated. And it's hard. It's hard for all of us. I can't imagine what Marcus is going through. But, you know, if you just, you know, if you're somebody that believes in prayer, say some prayers for him. And, you know, Marcus is a great guy, and he needs our support. He needs everybody's support right now.
You bet.
And, you know, but just be thinking about them. And, Marcus, if you're listening, know we love you, man, and hang in there. And, you know, I know that the kids think the world of him.
Right.
And, I don't know. It's a hard, it is. It's been a tough week.
It has. All right, well, let's wrap things up with the keys for tonight. What do you have to do to beat Jonesboro tonight?
Well, it's same thing as always. We've got to run the football and generate first downs and keep the ball away from that explosive offense of theirs, and we've got to get points out of our drives. We cannot afford three and outs. We can't turn the football over. We've got to clean up the penalties. You know, defensively, we've got to make them snap it more than once or twice to score. They are such a big play threat. We've really got to keep them in front of us. We've got to tackle in space. We've really, you know, the thing with the injuries is you stop tackling in practice trying to keep people healthy, and
right.
I take full responsibility. We didn't tackle that well last week, and it was because of that. We didn't tackle in practice, and we went back Tuesday, for example. We got after it. You know, shoots, the boards, the sled, tackling drills, the whole works, and which is what we believe in, and you know, just getting back to that.
Right.
And we got to be physical with them. You know, they're a little more finesse. Don't get me wrong, they've got those offensive linemen that can go get you, but we've got to be physical for four quarters. And you know, I really do believe as much in these kids in this program as I ever have. We're 0-3, and that may sound like a crazy statement, but I got a lot of confidence in our kids. I don't care if it's Jonesboro, Pine Bluff. These kids are going to show up, and they're going to play.
So, all right. Brian, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Mountain Home Head football coach Brian Maddox. We'll take a break. Join you live from Jonesboro next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin-Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.